This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. This is Straight Fire for Thursday, November 11th. A happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. I know the kids are off school for many. It'll be a difficult day for those dads who work at home, but enjoy the time with your kids, because before you know it, they will be grown up and not wanting to hang out with you. Great night in the NBA. I got a fun little nugget I heard about something about the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are coming to L.A. this weekend. A couple buddies friendly with one Carl Anthony Towns, who is unhappy. We'll get to that shortly. A couple fun NFL stories. We got a really, really sharp NFL betting trend for the best bet at the end of the pod for Thursday Night Football. Ravens, Dolphins, not great on paper, could be a decent game, but the trend is mind-boggling. My buddy sent it to me. I had to look into it. I'm not a trend guy, but this one's like, okay, large enough sample size. It's definitely worth a look. So I think you'll enjoy that. I want to give a quick shout out to yesterday's guest, David Baker. Just phenomenal stuff. He's just a sharp guy. I love people who approach things differently than I do. And I always learn something when I talk to him. So if you missed that and you want some week 10 NFL insights, definitely check out yesterday's pod. But first, I think we got to start with the Aaron Rodgers funny news. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers obviously are in the mix for Odell Beckham. And it comes out yesterday, I think it was early-ish yesterday, that the Green Bay Packers have made an offer to Odell Beckham. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have made an offer. It was the minimum. And I a minimum salary offer. Now, of course, Odell got paid from the Browns. And it's one of those, hey, man, you're getting paid elsewhere. Why are we offering you big money? But clearly Odell did not jump at it. He, I guess, is exploring his options. And I found this funny. Yahoo Sports had an interesting article on Odell. And this is really, really funny. Beckham prefers a team in playoff contention that features an offensive-minded head coach and a creative veteran quarterback with a track record of success. You don't say, Odell Beckham. Somebody joked to me over text message that that's like, you know, a guy joining a dating app, and he says, yeah, I was divorced a couple times. I recently lost my job, but I'm basically looking for a Vegas 10 who is financially independent and likes to travel and is funny and smart. And basically, I want the world and I'm nothing special. Because that's what Odell Beckham is right now, guys. I'm sorry. Between the injuries, the lack of production, he's just not the same guy he was. And for him to be seeking a veteran quarterback with a track record of success, offensive-minded head coach. Yeah, who doesn't want a team in playoff contention? It's just delusional Odell Beckham. Just funny, funny stuff from Odell. Obviously, his camp is seeking everything. And, you know, the Packers are in the mix. They don't want to pay him. Again, that is going to get contentious. It's pretty clear from that creative veteran quarterback track record of success is not Mac Jones. I'm not buying the Patriots stuff. I don't mind being wrong on this. I just don't see that happening. My money is still on Packers, potentially Saints, although Trevor Siemian is not a playoff quarterback with a track record of success. We'll see. It's weird because he's dragged his feet so long. Here we are Thursday. Does he have time to get in town, study the playbook a little bit, and be ready to go? Pass his physical, all that stuff? Like, I don't know. It sounds like he's probably not going to be suiting up this weekend. That would be my guess. Unless he's done a lot of the back channel stuff and passed the COVID tests and all that. Like, it's tough to just jump in and all of a sudden be a factor. So we'll see what happens with Odell Beckham. But I'm not going to touch the other big NFL story, which is Dalvin Cook. It's ugly. I said it yesterday. I'm not going to touch it. And I'm sorry. We're punting again. I know a lot of people have strong feelings about what happened to Adam Schefter and his report and the lawyer for Dalvin Cook and firing off the early salvo. I guess it was the agent to Schefter and setting the groundwork. Well, I'm not getting into this, guys. It's an ugly story. Very he said, she said. I'm not. It's pointless. Same thing with the Deshaun Watson at the beginning. Remember, I didn't want to touch it. So we're going to quickly move on to the NBA before we get to the best bet. And listen, the Cleveland-Washington game, I know nobody cares about that, and Rob's going to be ticked off that I even talked about it. These are two, like, decent teams. I mean, right now they look like playoff teams. Washington pulls it out late. Kuzma, former Laker, former Laker lighting up Cleveland down the stretch. Washington pulls out a big road win. Pretty impressive stuff. I'm just going to tell you, the Golden State Warriors remain, for me, the best watch in the league. They are so exciting. Gary Payton Jr., if you guys remember him from college at Oregon State, he's just come out of nowhere and is like a dunking machine. He's just yamming on everybody. And, you know, Warriors are really good. And they played the Timberwolves last night. And, you know, you see Minnesota and you look at the box score, they're really struggling. And you look at the box score and you're like, oh, Anthony Edwards, man, that guy's getting some buckets. And you look at his shots and it's like, oh, Anthony Edwards is taking over 25 shots. Okay. What's Carl Anthony Towns doing? Oh, he's taking significantly fewer shots. This is Carl Anthony Towns' team. He wanted D'Angelo Russell. He didn't want, according to reports, LaMelo Ball, because that would eat into D'Angelo Russell. Well, he got Anthony Edwards, and Anthony Edwards is a dude, man. I mean, this guy can play. He can get buckets. And again, this is just what I heard. I'm not trying to start a story. I don't want anybody aggregating this and freaking out, but it sounds like, according to a couple people out here in LA who know Towns, and he's coming into town this weekend, he's not thrilled with how things have started. That Anthony Edwards is already the guy on that team. He's getting all the shots, and it's quickly becoming Anthony Edwards' team. Now, Carl Anthony Towns is having off to a good start. He's putting up good numbers. He's shooting ridiculous from three. But Anthony Edwards' volume of shots is significantly more. And he's got the highlight reel stuff. And I'm just saying, just keep an eye on this. We've long known Carl Anthony Towns wants to end up with the Knicks. Okay, he's from Jersey. He would love to end up in the Garden. Can he force his way to the Knicks? You know, I don't. What could you? Could you swap RJ Barrett for Cat? RJ Barrett and something, obviously. Carl Anthony Towns a max player. Just keep an eye on that one. That one to me is interesting, and I don't know. It looks like something could be going on there. I'm just speculating, which is always fun for everyone, but I also do want to point out that the Milwaukee Bucks got a win, so I can no longer say they are below 500, which I love to take shots at. Now, the reason I brought up the NBA was because I played some pickup hoops on Wednesday with my usual crowd. A lot of fun. And this is like an old man thing before I get to the best bet. I just have to get this off my chest.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So I woke up a couple days ago. I think it was like Sunday, maybe. And I noticed like a spider bite or something. I was like, it's probably not a spider bite. It's maybe a pimple on like the my rib cage area. And I was like, ooh, it kind of hurts. It's red. It's okay. It's probably a pimple, but it could be a spider bite. Of course, my wife like laughs at me. Spider bite, come on. So the next day, it's like three red bumps, and it's pretty clear to me it's a spider bite, and it's growing. And that was Monday. So then Tuesday, I wake up with this throbbing headache, and now the spider bite is like getting larger. And of course, I text a couple of my ER buddies, and I'm like, listen, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to Google this crap, because you know what happens when you Google it. It's going to say, you got bit by a black widow and blah, 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 or a recluse spider. And they're like, listen, just monitor it. Check it out with like a my brother even said this, you know, circle it, and if it gets bigger, then you know, maybe go see a doctor or something. But I'm telling you, it was a debilitating headache all day. And you know how like when you put on deodorant, like your upper arm area, it was like sore, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And so of course, Tuesday night, overnight, I could not sleep at all. I'm just thinking like, did I get bit by a spider? Where? How does that happen? Did I get in bed? Am I going to be able to play basketball on Wednesday? And I like couldn't sleep. And I felt like, oh my gosh, am I getting a fever? You know, and I get one of these like not anxiety moments, but a little panic, like old man panic. Like, what the hell? Do I need to go to a hospital, an ER? Do I need like some medicine? Am I going to, and my thing was, am I going to be able to play basketball? So I just popped some Tylenol, put some Tussin on it. Is that what he said, Steve Smith? Put some Tussin on it, put on a Band-Aid, and it was fine, and I played great and had a lot of fun. That's my little story. These are the small victories that you need in life when you get to my age. You know, you got the kids, you got work, and I was talking to a guy who started playing with us recently, and he's like, yeah, I popped my Achilles a couple years ago, and I thought that was it for me. Like, I'm never playing basketball again, and then I heard about your game and I was like, yeah, I got to play. This basketball's too fun. Like it is. I know some dudes like golf and that's fine. And tennis, which I like. Some people like soccer, which is a little high risk when you get beyond your 30s, I'll just say. And basketball is the big one that scares a lot of people, like that risk of ACL and surgery and Achilles and all this. And I just keep coming back to like the idea of competition to me is something that never goes away for some people. And for me, I love to be competitive. I've been gambling for a long time. I love playing sports. I like to win. I'm like any dude who likes to be competitive. And I talked to a buddy who's like, hey, Jason, there's a brown basketball tournament for adults, like, you know, Indian guys. And, it might happen next year. And I was like, I'm so in. So I started a text chain with some of my brown friends like, hey, let's make this happen. I want to get in the tournament. Like just the idea of competition and being in a tournament and going working toward a goal to me is just so fun. I know some people like don't like that, but I just absolutely love it. I mean, what else? Honestly, like you have your day, you got your work stuff, you got your family. Where are you getting that win, that like excitement? Hey, listen, I know some dudes like to go to bars and even though they're married, hit on chicks. I get that. That's fine. You want to do your thing. I'm not going to poo-poo that. Like gambling obviously is one. Some people want to do art of some kind or play a guitar or what have you. That's fine too. I get that. For me, it is no doubt unequivocally hoops. I just love it. Let's get to the best bet here on Straight Fire.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, it's time for the best bet here on Straight Fire. And did not go so well on Monday Night Football with Pittsburgh choking away a huge lead, the under getting dusted. The only way to win that one was to have teased it. Of course, teasers have been lucrative this year. The only problem is the upsets last week killed all the teasers. It was brutal. But this week, you got the Ravens and the Dolphins. Thursday Night Football, not a great game by any stretch. The line has ballooned up to 7.5. Probably a lot of that has to do with teaser protection. Also, Miami stinks. But I think Baltimore is going to be the most popular teaser leg on the board. Couple numbers to throw at you before I get to something absolutely bonkers about this NFL season gambling. So Baltimore's only 1-5 against the spread as a favorite. That's not good. That's very bad. 1-5, and now they're on the road giving a touchdown to the Dolphins. Now, we know the Dolphins are terrible. By all accounts, Jacoby Brissett will get to start again, too. It's got the middle finger injury. Also, I think he's suffering from a bit of a bruised ego with the whole Deshaun Watson thing. But, like, everything Baltimore used to do well defensively, like awesome pressure, sure tackling, don't give up a lot of big plays, like, all that is the opposite this year. They are one of the worst tackling teams, top three in missed tackles. Due to the injuries, they just are a sieve defensively. I mean, they gave up so many big plays to the... I think they gave up like 9 explosive plays against the Bengals a couple weeks ago in that loss. And right now, they can't stop anybody. I mean, the Vikings were in control most of that game. If you had a Vikings money line ticket, I feel for you. Vikings had that game led by 14 twice. Blew it. The Colts led the Ravens for almost the entire game before blowing it. The Ravens have just not been that impressive. What has been impressive is Lamar Jackson's comebacks. Remember, in his career coming into the season, 0-6 when he trailed the game by double digits in the regular season. What has he done this year? 3 comebacks of over double digits to get the victory, including the Vikings and the Colts. I'm leery to lay the points here. I'll give you my teaser leg plans with the Ravens. Because again, 1-5 against the spread is a favorite. Going on the road on a short week, even though Miami's awful and they can't take advantage of any of the problems because everybody's hurt. Parker's on the IR. Yeah, Jalen Waddle should eat, but their running game is awful. I mean, Myles Gaskin, that offensive line. Like Miami's just not a good football team. Just remember, they turned the ball over 5 times against the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans. Like that, they still did get the cover because the Texans are way more inept than anybody. By far the worst team in the league. Certainly not my Jets. So I don't like the 7.5. I would tease the Ravens. And here are your options. You guys know we've talked about this. I've written about it for Fox Sports. You want to tease through the key numbers of 7-3. Why are they key? Because when you look at, 5,000 NFL games dating back, 30 years, the most common results are landing on 3-7. So where would you tease Baltimore with? Well, I mean, Jacksonville makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. They're 10.5 against the Colts. You tease the Colts down to 3.5 or 3, right? And you're sitting pretty good there. I think Dallas from 9 down to 2 makes a lot of sense. Buffalo on the road, I don't know. There is some Jets money coming in on the big Mike White starting news. I'm not even joking. That's down from 13 to 11.5 in some spots. You could tease Tampa under a field goal. But the only problem is no Antonio Brown. It looks like maybe no Godwin, no Gronkowski. All of a sudden, I don't like that matchup. I think Washington's going to take money again. Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense as a teaser leg, coming down from 9-2. Although the Lions are getting a little healthier, and we know Mike Tomlin stinks as a favorite. They are 0-4 against the spread this year as favorites. That's probably going to be my Survivor League pick, Pittsburgh. And I mean, the other option is Buffalo, but my gosh, if Pittsburgh blows that game and loses, and I'm out on Survivor because of Mike Tomlin, I will be just crestfallen. So there are lots of options. You could even look at Arizona, although it might be Colt McCoy again. And I know Arizona is going to be facing the immortal PJ Walker, but I don't trust Colt McCoy to cover the spread. Certainly not 10.5, but even a teaser leg. So ultimately, I think Baltimore is the most popular teaser leg play. If you're looking for an underdog, Jason, you just named 6 favorites. Yeah, there's an underdog. It would be the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, all they do is play close games. The screen is painted Chargers by 3, but I think some of this Dalvin Cook news got people skittish. Obviously, his legal situation, you hate to call a legal situation a push, but right now there's so much conflicting information. I cannot imagine Dalvin Cook getting suspended. It's way too early in that process. All the Chargers do is play close games. They don't beat anybody. All the Vikings do is play close games. If I can tease that to the Vikings getting 4.5, hell yeah, I'm taking that. It's not through the 7, but you're getting points with the Vikings on the road. And, frankly, I don't think there's a ton of separation between the two, despite what David Baker said yesterday. I do want to point out a trend. And again, I'm not a trend better, but my buddy Pete, grew up with him, still buddies, high school, college, all that. And he sends me this TikTok link. And of course, I had to re-down the TikTok app. Yes, we downloaded TikTok for the family during COVID. We did some TikTok videos. But then I was like, this is dumb. I'm not doing it. So I had to re-download the TikTok app. And some random dude on there, I guess he has some followers, is just betting a strictly blind trend. Are you ready for this? It's hit 73% this season on a sample size of, I wrote the number down, 39-14-1. So that's 54 games. Kind of small, but still relevant. Just betting teams that did not cover last week against teams that did. Did not cover the week before against teams that did cover. Last week, of course, you were now looking at week 8 games to bet on. For this week 9 trend bet, it went 7-0. So these are the games that this guy, if you want to just bet the trend blindly, again, teams that did not cover, you bet them against teams that did cover. So that applies to the Baltimore Ravens. They did not cover the number against the Vikings. They're facing the Dolphins, who did. You would bet, according to this trend, the Dallas Cowboys did not cover, lost outright against Denver. And they're facing Atlanta, who did. I kind of like that one. The Carolina Panthers, oh boy, did not cover against the Patriots. Don't I know that? Against Arizona, which did. The New Orleans Saints did not cover against the Falcons, against the Titans, who did. Eagles, who did not cover in that loss to the Chargers, close one, against the team that did. Denver. Philadelphia's playing Denver. Denver did cover against the Cowboys in that huge upset. I kind of like Philly there. And then the one that was interesting. The Raiders, who did not cover in the loss to the Giants, against the team that did cover, Kansas City. And I know what you're going to say because I said this too. Kansas City did not cover. Well, This guy's just looking at the early week opening number. Kansas City opened either minus one or pick, depending, before Rodgers got ruled out. So if you got that number, then yes, the Raiders apply. But even if you take that out, there's still six games, which is interesting. And again, 73%. Eventually, you expect the market correction to come because that's what these markets do. If any of these trends lasted forever, everybody would bet them every week. And it would be hugely profitable and the casinos would lose and we'd all win money and be happy. That's just not how it works. Markets tend toward efficiency. And is this the week that it turns? I don't know, but I sure as hell will tell you the bets you do not want to make are the bets you need to make. For instance, if you've got the stomach for the Carolina Panthers this week, go for it. You know, that's the bet you need to make. Is Arizona with a backup quarterback, probably, double digits over Carolina? Nobody's touching Carolina this week. Absolutely nobody. That's the bet you need to make. Now, I can't put that in a contest. Although you could say, well, Jay, at two games over 500, you're like, there's like, I think 4,000 people in it, and I'm like 1,500, 1,700, somewhere in there. Disappointing. Why don't you just go with crazy bets and hope to go 5-0? That's an option. Maybe, you know, come Saturday morning when I got to get the picks in, I'll go that way. But Baltimore does apply. So for fun, let's do for fun. Let's bet this trend. Are you with me? Teams that did not cover against teams that did. Baltimore 7.5. Let's give it a shot. But for real money, I will have Baltimore in teaser legs, TBD on the teaser legs. Let's see what happens with the practice reports today. Those are big because as you saw throughout the league Wednesday, guys injured left and right, missing practice. Alvin Kamara didn't practice. Like, are you touching the Saints if they don't have him? Like, come on. They're missing two offensive linemen in practice Wednesday. How big of a deal is that? Well, we don't know. It's too early. So we'll stick with that. Baltimore minus 7.5. Small play, just for fun. Pizza money, In-N-Out Burger money. But we'll save the real stuff for Friday's podcast. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.